Chaitanya Bhagavat class. We're starting new chapter 23. Wandering about Navadvip on the day the Lord delivered the Kazi. So this is about that. Text 1. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gunanidhi Jaya Vishambara Jaya Bhavadira Vidhi. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the ocean of transcendental qualities. All glories to Vishambar, the controller of personalities like Shiva. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Priya Dvijaraj, Jaya Jaya Chaitanyara Vakata Samaj. All glories to the beloved of Lord Nityananda, the best of the Brahmanas. All glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Vakata Samaj. Vrindavana Thakura uses so many words to describe the devotees. Vaishnava Mandala, Bhaktagan, Bhakata Samaj. Many nice phrases. Priya Dvijaraj. Nityananda's, he's the beloved of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda's Priya is Dvijaraj Garanga. Hena mate navadvipe prabhu vishambhar krida kare nahi sarva nayana gochar. In this way, Lord Vishambhar enjoyed pastimes in Navadvip that could not be seen by everyone. No one is eligible to see all of Lord Vishambhar's pastimes. So this is, you have to have the adhikar to see. We see according to our bhav. And that example is there in the 10th canto, 43rd chapter, verse 17. Krishna was one person. He entered one young boy, 11 years old. He entered the Rangashala, the wrestling arena of King Kansa, where he had set up the bow of Lord Shiva, which Lord Krishna broke. Although everyone, there were so many Mathuravasis there and different people in the audience, and although Krishna was one sight, and one darshan, the same Krishna, everyone saw him in a different way, according to the position of their heart and mind, their bhav drishti. So according to the Radhikar, they would see differently. So the Malanam Ashanir Nirinam Naravara Srinam Smara Murtiman. So the malas, the wrestlers saw Krishna like a lightning bolt. The Metamatura saw him as the best of males, Naravara, the best of Naras. And the women, they saw him as the Smara Murti. Smara means Cupid or lust. He's a Murti. We have a deity. He's a deity of Cupid. The women of Mathura in the audience of the wrestling match, they saw Krishna as Cupid personified. The coward men saw Krishna as their relative, Swajana. Gopanam Swajano. The impious rulers, they saw him as the chastisers, Shasta. His parents saw him as their child, Swapitra, my son, my child. The king of the Bhojas saw Krishna as death, Mrityur Bhojapati. So the Bhoja dynasty, in charge of the Bhoja dynasty was Kansa. Bhojapati, he saw Krishna as death personified. So the ladies of Mathura saw him as Cupid personified, Smara Murtiman. But the Kamsa saw the same Krishna as a personification of death. A lot of different views, a lot of different facets. The unintelligent saw Krishna, the Supreme Lord's universal form. The yogis saw him as the absolute truth, and the Vrishnis saw him as their supreme worshipable deity. Vrishinam Paradevata. Dine dine Mahananda Navadvipe Puri Vaikuntha Nayaka Vishambara Avatari. Day after day, the abode of Navadvip Puri, became filled with ecstasy because of the presence of Vishambhar, Mahananda, the Lord of Vaikuntha Nayak. the hero, the Nayak. Nayak means the hero, Nayak and Nayaka. The hero of Vaikuntha, the avatar named Vishwambhara. Priyatama Nityananda Sange Kutuhale Bhagata Samaji Nija Nama Rase Keli Keli. Accompanied by his beloved Nityananda. It's very interesting. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes Gauranga as Nityananda's Priya. Then he describes Nityananda as the Priyatam of Gauranga. This is how Radha and Krishna often address each other. And Krishna says, "Oh Priyaji, oh Priya." And then Radharani replies, "Oh Priyatam." Because Priya means dear, and Priyatam means most dear, the topmost dear. For Nityananda, Gauranga is Priya. But for Gauranga, Nityananda is Priyatam. So they were together, then Nimai and Gauranga engaged in the pastimes of relishing his own names in the association of devotees. Nija nam rase keli. Keli means play, enjoy, cavort, relish. Nija nam. We also relish our own name, but there's not much ras there. They say the sweetest sound in any language is the name of a person's name. Nija nam ras, because the names of Bhagavan are full of ras. Krishna is rasamaya, full of transcendental mellows. Krishna and his holy name are non-different. So if Krishna is rasamaya or rasaraj, then the holy name must be rasamaya and rasaraj. Rasaraj Srinam Prabhu Ki. The Supreme Lord's names, which are spiritual, are distinct from ordinary material names and designations. Gaurahari forgot himself in transcendental ecstasy, chanting the holy names of himself in the midst of the devotees. Affection for his devotees is the cause of his forgetfulness. Pratidina nishabhage karaye kirtan bhaktabino takitena payanyajan. Gauranga performed kirtan every night. No one but the devotees could take part in those kirtans. Nisha bhage, pratidina nisha, karya kirtan. When the Lord taught at night the process of worship through kirtan, outsiders were not allowed. So apparently he's teaching the process of worship through kirtan. This is a supreme method of worshiping God in the age of Kali. Trite yad dayato vishnam, tritiyam yajato makai dvaparyam paricharyayam kalotad hari kirtanat. So one verse talks about the worship of God through the different ages. So in Kali, kalotad hari kirtan. In Kali Yuga, it is by hari kirtan. This is how we worship the Lord. Trite yad dayato vishnam. Krite means the age of activity or actions, means satya. Krite means satyuga. Then everyone engaged in dayato vishnam, meditating. This is the means of worshipping the Lord by meditation, sitting one place, doing an asana and performing pranayama, then doing vishnu dhyan, meditating on the Lord, his form. And then in Treta Yuga, there was a yagya, Shaitayam Yajito Makai. This big yagya, we worship the Lord through puja and yagya, mostly yagyas rather, yagya. Ashwamedha, Gomedha, all these big fire yagyas and fire sacrifices. Yagya Vai Vishnu. The Lord would be worshipped in that way. Dvapari Paricharyam. Paricharya means worship or puja. Paricharya. Method and means of worship or puja. So Vishnu puja, Vishnu radhanam. Radhanam sarvesham, Vishnu radhanam param. Of all the forms of worship, Shiva says the topmost is the worship or puja of Vishnu. This was performed in a big way in Dwapara Yuga. Many of the temples that are existing in South India, they say, are coming from that age. Big, big elaborate pujas and big, big Garuda bells. And a huge, big, huge conch shell. Everything big, opulent. Big chariots, big carts, big raths, big asans and vimans were carrying the deity, and elephants and drums and big noise. But now in this age, we just take a piece of clay, fashion a mridanga. Mri means mridi. Mridi means earth or clay. Anga means limb of. Mridanga. Mriti. Mriti means earth. Just a drum made of earth, a very simple musical instrument. It's not carved, it's not made of wood or brass or metal in a foundry. No one can participate in Gauranga Kirtan except devotees. Heti bhadavishambara shaktira mahima chibhuvani langitena parikeya simha. The glories of Vishambara's prowess were so great. Shakti mahima. Vishambara shakti mahima. That no one in the three worlds knew their limit. Parin keya simha. Ago chari dure taki. Milidasha panche. Manda matra bale yama. Gare jaya pache. Hidden in the distance, 5 or 10 people gathered together and spoke bad words that would take them to hell. Yamagar. That's one house you do not want to visit. Gar means house. Yamgari Jayapache. The manda matra. Matra means syllable. Manda means stupid, bad things. Manda samanda matayo. So these unqualified people, without any adhikar, bhakti adhikar, or devotional adhikar, they were blaspheming the Lord and His process of worshipping in this Kalo Tad Hari Kirtan by engaging in Hari Kirtan and Shiva Sangam in night hours, Nishakal, from 10:48 at night until 3:36 in the morning. This is called Nishabhage. Pratidina Nishabhage Kariya Kirtan Bhakti. It was told in verse 6 that Gauranga performed kirtan every night, late at Nisha. There's the Ratri, then there's Nish. Nisha is late, 10:48. This is Rasa Lila Kirtan. Rasamayi Sankirtan and Rasa Lila Sankirtan. Krishna commences his Rasa dance in Punchari, Basant Ras or Sharadiya Ras. Maharas and the Jamuna Pulin, Vamshipad and Vrindavan, the banks of Yamuna. He starts about 12 o'clock at night and goes until about 2 o'clock, a couple hours. So this is when Lord Chaitanya will be in the peak of his Sankirtan, ecstatic dancing and chanting. Radhe, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 on and on and on. But some people in the distance, they could not enter that kirtan. They spoke bad words. What did they say? Kehabali kali kali kisera vaishnav jata deka hera peta posha gula sab. What kind of Vaishnava can there be in Kali Yuga? Those so-called Vaishnavas, they're simply engaged in filling their bellies. Peta posha gula. Posha means to nourish, and gula means to fill. Peta means their belly, sub means completely. They're just stuffing themselves. The blasphemers always say that Vaishnavas are simply interested in filling their bellies. Their idea was that, particularly in the age of quarrel, there is no possibility of finding any Vaishnavas or attaining Vishnu Bhakti. Kehabali, someone else said, Hey Gulara Bhandi Hatapai Jali Feli Die Jadi Tavi Dukajai. If I can tie their hands and legs together, I will throw them in the Ganga. Then my unhappiness will be mitigated. If we can tie the hands up and legs of these bogus materialistic Vaishnavas who are only interested in filling their bellies, then we can get rid of them by throwing them in the water. Then all our miseries created by these bogus chanters and dancers will be extinguished. Keha balayari bhai, janiya nishchita, gram kana nashtakaila nimai pandita. Oh brother, know for certain that this Nimai Pandit, gram kana nasht, very soon he will ruin our entire village. How so? Because he's introducing Shura Bhakti. He will destroy the happiness of this village, which is based on Shakta worship. And Chandi and Shasti and all the gods and goddesses. And what is this Vishnu Bhakti? He'll ruin everything, spoil the fun. All of Navadvipa will be ruined. Gram kana nashta. Bhaya dekai jaina tsave deki baratare antare nahika bhagya chaturye kikare. These blasphemers would threaten Gauranga's devotees so they could see the kirtan. They would say, listen, if you don't let us in to see that kirtan, I'll break your arm. But because they were unfortunate, what could their cunning and cheating do? Still, they were not allowed in. Nahika bhagye chaturye, chaturye kikari. Kikari, chatur. What could all their cleverness do? And their threats, idle threats, because devotees are bhayam, abhay. They're not afraid. Konteya pratijanihi na me bhakti pranashiti. The devotees never perishes. You let us into that kirtan, we'll break your legs, drown you in the Ganga. I'm sorry. You do not have the nirmantran. Nirmantran? The invitation. You do not have Gaur's nirmantran, the invitation from Gauranga, you cannot enter. Praveshne hoga. Sankirtana kari prabhu shachira nandan jagatera chitta vritti kariye shodhan. As Shachinandan performed his devastating sankirtan, the whole world, all the consciousness of everyone in the world was purified. Now that's the prabhav, kirtan prabhav. Sankirtan prabhav. Prabham vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtan ki jai. Now this is the effect, jagatera chitta vritti. Vritti means the tendencies, the waves, the thoughts, the desires, the movements of the consciousness, the whole universe. Jagatera chitta vritti, shodan. Shodan means shud. Shodan means became purified. This is the effect of the holy name. So then someone might say, well, how is it that he's, because all these offensive and faithless and blaspheming people all outside the kirtan, outside the walls of Shiva Sangam, criticizing, casting aspersions against the devotees, sankirtan members. It's one of the ninth offenses of the holy name is to preach the glories to the faithless. So if we go out and do sankirtan, then that must be preaching to the faithless. But no, we're not preaching. We're not preaching na mahima, we're simply chanting the name, we're vibrating the name, not preaching the mahima. The name and fame and glories of the holy name. In fact, that's enjoined because that will purify the faithlessness of the people. That will purify the atmosphere. That sankirtan is the only recourse for such blasphemers. That by hearing the holy name, it will purify them and they'll attain faith. And once they attain faith in Sukriti, either Agyata Sukriti or Gyata Sukriti, then they will inquire sincerely and genuinely into the intricacies and mysteries of the holy name from the Vaishnavas. Then when they approach in that sincere and honest way, then the Vaishnava can enunciate the glories of the holy name, and it will not be an offense, which is the ninth offense, the holy name. By glorifying Krishna through kirtan, Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premam ritambo nidhi dira dira jana priyo priyakaro niramatsaro pujito Sri Chaitanya kripa baro bhuvibhava bharavahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Krishna Kirtan. By performing Krishna Kirtan, Sachinandan purified the enjoyment-prone hearts of people who were averse to the Lord. So this is the effect. It's told that when Sankirtan is going on, then the material tendency reduces. Material tendencies of individuals who hear it, directly or indirectly, and the material atmosphere itself, it says that the Sankirtan performance actually pushes back the material energy, pushes back the external energy. Dekitena paya loka karyanutab sabeya bhagya kapali chadaya nishwas. Ordinary people lamented because they could not see the kirtan. They sighed deeply and considered themselves unfortunate. Nishwas. So these are the non-offensive, pious, religious people. They said, oh, we're unfortunate. Abhagya, sub-abhagya bali. We have no fortune, otherwise we would be inside. It's quite a different view. Most, you never meet people in the West and the kirtan party is going by. No one thinks, oh, we're so unfortunate, we're not Hare Krishnas. They look at us and say, oh, these unfortunate people, they became Hare Krishnas. How unfortunate. But 500 years ago in Navadvipa, the people were thinking, how we are so unfortunate because we have not been invited to take part in the Antaranga Sankirtan, with the Antaranga Bhaktas of Garanga and the Sankirtan party in Shiva Sangam. We are really unfortunate. And this word is there, Kayava Kaharotani Parihara Kare Sangope Sankirtan Kirtangiya Deki Bharatare. Some people, these good people who sigh deeply and, we're so unfortunate. I couldn't get inside to the kirtan party. So what they did in response to their misfortune, and they're, rather than just sighing deeply all day and night, they actually approached some of the fortunate devotees, the Antaranga Bhaktas of Gauranga, and they said, please, Parihara, Parihara. They made a request or an appeal. Could you please let us inside so at least that we can secretly watch the Sankirtan? Even if we can't directly take part in chanting with the Lord and dancing with Him, at least from behind some curtains or somewhere, at least we can see it. Deki Bhara? Sankirtan Gya Deki? So they're begging for an opportunity to see the Sankirtan. Now can you imagine someone, when you're walking down the streets of New York with 100 devotees chanting Sankirtan, Harinama, some people come up to the temple and beg you, please, please, I beg you, I request you, I make an appeal to you, please, will you give me a chance to see your Sankirtan? See the devotees chanting and dancing. Maybe we lock the temple doors on Sunday and say, nobody allowed. And inside, Hare Krishna, boom, 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 and all walls are shaking and vibrating and kirtan's going on. Devotees are saying, Haribol! And rolling on the floor and really relishing what they call, quote unquote, super ecstatic kirtan. And passerbys in the street or from the city, they come to the door and say, oh, please, sounds like a big party in there, sounds like fun. Can we come? No, 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 you can't. You don't know this mantra. You're not initiated. You cannot come. You can't play kartals. You can't enter this kirtan performance. Okay, okay. We don't want to chant and dance with everybody. Or they come and they knock and they say, what is all this noise? Oh, we're chanting and dancing. Oh, can we come? No, no, you can't. You don't have ID card to chant and dance. Oh, well, can we see? Well, no. Prabhu say sarvagya iha sarvadhase jane e bayakeya kare na laya se stane. All the Lord's servants understood that Gauranga knew everything, so in fear of his reaction, they did not allow anyone inside. Nalai se stane. They didn't allow anyone in that place, in that stan, kirtan stan, kirtan lila stan. Eka brahmachari se navadvipe vaise tapasvi paramasadu vasaye nirdoshe. There was one particular brahmachari. I guess there weren't too many of them. There's only one brahmachari in all Navadvip. Eka brahmachari, Navadvip say. He lived there. He was austere, saintly, and faultless. Or maybe he was the only brahmachari that was austere, saintly, and faultless. He was austere, tapasvi. He was paramasadhu, extremely top-level sadhu. And he was nirdosh. He had no dosh, no faults, no problems, no bad qualities. Sarvakala payapana ananahikai prabhura kirtan vipra deki bharachai. He only drank milk. He was a dude baba brahmachari, DBB. Dude baba brahmachari. Sarvakal. Oh, it sounds like he was drinking a lot of milk. All the time. He was only drinking milk, but all the time he was drinking milk. Sarvakal payapan. Pan, like we say, madupan. Madupan, pan means drinking. Madu means honey. Honey wine. Krishna's lila and radhukan. Madhyan lila is madupan. Madupan. Madupan means, so we say, pio. Pial or pio. Drink water. Pani pio. Pani pial. Place where there is true pani or drinking water to the yatris. He was Sarvakal Paya. Paya means the Paya Vrat. I think Devahuti observed the Paya Vrat for 1 year, I think so. In the Bhagavatam, that drinking milk only for once a day for a whole year. Sarvakala Paya Pana Ananahikai. Ana. Anadbhavadi Bhutani Parjanad Anasambhava. All living entities subsist on food grains. Ana. Ana means kana. Kana, ana means food grains. Rice, dal, chapati, sabji. I mean rice. Rice, wheat, rice. But he didn't eat any of that. And all the time he's drinking milk. Prabhu kirtan vipradeki. That he was a Brahmin. And he wanted to see Prabhu's kirtan. Mahaprabhu kirtan. Prabhura kirtan. That vipradeki barachai. Chaya means he had a desire. Icha. So he was thinking that I have some adhikar. I'm a tapasvi. I'm a paramasadhu. I'm a dude baba. Yeah, falahara baba. Falahara means only eating fruit. He was a dudahar. Ahar means eating. He wasn't eating. It was only pana. He was paya pana. Paya means milk. Payo. Dude pana. Milk drinking sadhu. He said, I have adhikar. Please let me in. Prabhu say dujaradiya kariye kirtan praveshite nare bhakta bina anyajan. Since Gauranga performed kirtan behind locked doors, no one other than the devotees could enter. Pravesh nare bhakta bina anyajan. Only the devotees were allowed. Sevipra pratidina shiva sarastan nityadeki bara lagis sadayapan. Every day, pratidin. This every day he was bugging Srivas, as we say. Every day he was requesting, asking, please let me in to see the Lord's dancing. I beg you, Srivas, please. Tumi jadi ekadina kripa karamore apane laiyal jaha badire bitare. Uh-oh, bitare. Tabe se dekite pan panditera nritya lochan safal karun han krita kritya. Srivas, if you bestow mercy on me and take me one day, ek din, only one day, inside your house, I will be able to see Nimai Pandit's dancing. Then Lochan Safal Karon. My Lochan, Padma Lochan, my eyes will Safal, have the complete fruit of my eyes. My eyes will attain success, and I will always be Krita Kritya, Krita Kritya. I will always be grateful to you. He Mata Pratidina Sadaye Brahman Haradine Srinivasa Balila Vachan. In this way, the Brahman daily, pratidin, day after day after day, he kept bugging Srinivas, or Shivas, who one day replied to him, Tomare tajani sarva kala bharabhala bala brahmachari falahari gona ilakala. I know, dude Baba Brahmachari, you've always been a good person. Bharabhala. Throughout your life, you have observed strict celibacy and eaten only fruits. So here he's saying he's a falahari. Brahmachari falahari. Kon pap nahi jani tomara shadire dekhi bharatamarata achi adhikari. Your body is free from sin, so you're certainly qualified to see the kirtan. Papa nahi jani tomara sharir. Well, Srivas Thakur was considering that this is an adhikar. Do you have any grains? Because in grains and rice and wheat and dal, especially rice, which is such a popular mainstay of Bengal, the chitta of the cook is carried there. So whoever eats grains cooked by another person, they have to digest some of their karma. Their karma is transported in that way. So if one avoids all grains, at least in this life, he's not collecting any karma from this life, from what he's eating. No ahara karma. Prabhura se agya nahi keya jai bare sangope takiba e balilon tomare. But I tell you, dude Baba, Gauranga has instructed us not to let anyone inside, so you will have to stay hidden. Sangope. Mahaprabhu's instructions, according to Mahaprabhu, the milk-drinking brahmachari, Dude Baba Brahmachari, had no qualification to hear the Lord's chanting despite possessing a sinless body. When he begged Srivas to allow him to see the Lord's dancing, the Lord advised him to remain hidden within the house. Hetavali Brahmanere Laiya Chalila Hekat Ekadikeada Hai Sangope Rahila. The Brahman went inside and hid in one corner. Nrityakari Chaturdasha Bhuvanera Nath Chaturdiki Mahabhagyavanta Vargasat. Thereafter, the Lord of the 14 worlds began to dance in the midst of his most fortunate devotees, Mahabhagyavan Varg. The Mahabhagyavan of Varg, like we say, Guru Varg, my line of gurus, Guru Varg group. Krishna Ram Mukunda Murari Vanamali, Sabemile Gaya Hai Mahakutuhali. All together they sang Krishna Ram Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Krishna Ram Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Krishna Ramakunda Murari Vanamali. That's what they sang. Very jubilantly. Mahakutuhali. Nityananda Gharadhara Darya Vedai. Ananda Advaita Singha Chari Digaidhai. Nityananda Gadadhara held each other as they twirled around. Sounds like our Russian Sankirtan in Moscow. Two devotees going like, you know, holding each other's wrists like this. And then let go and they go flying off and knock over 20 devotees like a bowling pin. Bowling pins. The lion-like Advaita ran here and there in ecstasy. Ananda Advaita Singha, Charidig Dhai. In all four directions, the lion-like. Parananda Sukekeya Baya Nahi Jane Vaikuntha Nayak Nritya Karaya Pane. Vaikuntha Nayak, the hero of Vaikuntha, personally danced. Everyone lost external consciousness and transcendental happiness. Baya Nahi. Parananda. So para means para and apara. Parananda Suke. The transcendental bliss and happiness of the kirtan. Bahi Nahi. Everyone lost their Bahya Chit. They completely submerged in the internal consciousness of the realm of Shudanam and forgot everything externally. Haribola, Haribola, Haribola Bhai. Hiya Bhai Ara Kichu Shunitena Bhai. Nothing could be heard but Haribola, Haribola, Haribola. Oh Bhai, oh brothers, chant the holy names. Haribola, Haribola. Ashru Kampa Lama Harsh Sangana Hunkar. Kihahite pare vishambara vikar. Who can describe the vikar, vishambara vikar, the transformations of ecstatic love of vishambara? He was shedding tears of love, shivering. His hair was standing on end and he was roaring loudly like a lion. Hunkara. Haribol! Haribol! Savagyara Chudamani Vishambara Rai Jani Dvija Lukaya Achaye Etai. Yet Lord Vishambara, the crest jewel of omniscient persons, knew that a Brahmin was hiding in the house of Shivas. Now the plot thickens. The hidden dude Brahmachari is known to the Lord. Rahiya Rahiya Bale Prabhu Vishambar Ajikena Prema Joga Napana Nirbhar. Repeatedly, Lord Vishambar would stop his dancing and ask, why am I not feeling any ecstasy today? Ajikena Prema Yoga Na Pana Nirbhar. Prema Yoga is translated as ecstasy. Ajikena Prema Yoga. Listen, Shivas, Nitai, Garai, Narahari, Mukunda, Vasugosh. Prem Yoga, Nahi. I'm not experiencing that Prem Yoga. Prem Yoga means that union of love. This Yuga Nam, this Yuga Mahamantra is dancing on our tongues. And these sweet prema-filled names of the Lord, Hari, Hari Mukunda, Krishna Ram Mukunda, Murari Vanamali, Krishna Ram Mukunda, Murari Vanamali. Such prema-filled names, it should transport us to the land of Braj, to the Leelas of the Lord. We should see and experience all this sweet prema exchange in our prema yoga, our prema sankirtan. But I'm not. Gauranga goes on. Keha jani asijache badira bitare kichunahai buji satya kaha deki more bhaye pai srinivasa balaye vachan pashandera ite prabhu nahi agaman sabe ek brahmachari bara sabrahman subrahman sarvakala payapana nishpapa jivan deki te tamara nirtya shraddha tanra bhara Nibrite ache prabhu jani jacha dada shuni krodha veshe tabe bali vishambar jata jata bhadira bahir lanakar mora nirte dekite guhara kon shakti kaya pana karile kimote kaya kimote haya bhakti. There's a dialogue between Srivas, the host of Srivasangam, and Gauranga, the Prem Bishai, the object of everyone's love. Gauranga said, I cannot understand. Tell me the truth, Srivas. It seems that someone is hiding inside your house. Srivas said, oh Lord, no atheists have come inside. There's only one, Brahmachari. He's a pious Brahmin. He leads a sinless life and he only drinks milk. He had a strong desire to see your dancing. You have rightly guessed, oh Lord, he is hiding inside the house. On hearing this, Vishwambhara angrily said, quickly, take him out of the house. What qualification does he have to see my dancing? Can one attain devotion to me simply by drinking milk? Purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Gaurasundara, since he didn't feel any ecstasy in the kirtan, he realized that why didn't he feel any ecstasy in the kirtan? Because some bad association had entered the house. So he asked about it from Srivas, who replied, no irreligious person envious of the Supreme Lord has entered the house. Apparently Srivas was... The Lord Chaitanya said, is someone in the house? Well, there's no irreligious person in the house. There's no offender to Vaishnavas. But there's a sinless Brahmachari. He was taking a vow to live on milk, who is devoted to his duties. He's hiding in the house, if you count him as someone hiding in the house, because he's eager to see her dancing. This is the purport. On hearing this, Mahabhu considered that person was, quote, a non-devotee. And Mahabhu expressed his anger by ordering him to leave immediately. When there is no guarantee that only by drinking uncooked milk, it even says here, when there is no guarantee that only by drinking uncooked milk one attains bhakti, Krishna bhakti, then how can a non-devotee become eligible to see the dancing of a devotee? Because this dude Brahmachari was bereft of Shuddha bhakti, he developed a propensity for executing materialistic austerities. He was covered by gyan. All austerities aimed at non-violence and imagined to be favorable to religious life, according to ordinary considerations, can never be accepted as Bhagavan Bhakti Krama, steps to devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. Inclination towards the service of Krishna and lording it over the material world are not equivalent. So he was lording it over this tapasvi brahmachari was lording it over the material world by gloating over his milk hood. Oh, I only drink milk, or I'm a tapasvi. Do you know I don't even eat grains or even fruits, only uncooked raw milk. Some pride was there, pride in being austere, pride in being tapasvi. And consequently, he was not really in the devotional line. So Lord Chaitanya used him as an example of someone who's covered by this attachment to his enjoyment, sympathy and apathy. He had apathy for the material world, but he had a desire to enjoy his false ego, adoration and distinction. Prabhupada said this is gross. There's gross sex life, which is man, woman, mitun, or union, and a subtle sex life, which is pratishtha, honor, distinction, worship, puja. Lobh, puja, and pratishtha. Lobh, puja, and pratishtha. Gain. Lobh means gain. Gain, become popular. Oh, do you know? This Baba, he's a Falahari Baba. We often meet in India, Vrindavan, people are often introduced as being famous because of some materialistic quality. Usually it's their fasting. Someone says, oh, you know, so-and-so, he's a Falahari Baba. Oh, Falahari Baba. Very rarely I've ever heard anyone introduce some big Sadhu Baba. Do you know he's a Shuddha Bhakta? Do you know he only eats once a day, or he only eats, you know, and always something about his physical prowess, which, so what? I mean, so does a lion. Lion only eats once a month. So hard to catch anything. Goes out and finally catches something fresh. He eats fresh meat for one day, and then he holds on a dead carcass for 3 weeks and nibbles on the bones and stuff, and finally after 3 weeks or a month he goes out and tries to get something else, probably experimentally. He's the king of the jungle, he can only eat once a month something fresh. We're eating fresh food 3 times a day. And we're not the king of anything. The belly's the king. So this is the point that Lord Chaitanya is saying. Dui buja tuli prabhu anguli dekai payapani kabu more keha nahi pai. Gauranga raised his beautiful golden arms, extended his index fingers while saying, no one can attain me simply by drinking milk. Paya pane kavumore keha nahi pai. Chandaleo mohara sharana jadi lai sehamora munitara janiha nishchai. Know for certain that even if a chandala surrenders to me, he is mine and I am his. Gauranga kuruna mai ki. If by his past karma a human being takes birth in a degraded family, but if he has strong inclination to serve Krishna, he is very, very dear to me. He is certainly a brahmana whose body belongs to me, there is no doubt about it. So he's saying, what? What do I care about this milk-drinking dude Baba Brahman? Nothing. Give me a chandala. I'll embrace a chandala heart to heart. I'll enter his heart and accept him in my heart if he's inclined to serve me and serve Krishna. Chandaleo mohara sharana jadilai seyamor munitar janiha nishchai. I say this nishcha, nishchita, nishcha. This is a very firm statement. You should know this. Janiha nishcha, nishchoy. You should know this with great conviction that such, even a low-born chandala outside the any rules and regulations, completely impure. If he serves the Lord, then I am his and he is mine. Sehamora munitara. He is mine and I am his. Sanyasi o mora jari nalaya sharan. Sehamora nahi satya balilun vachan. Gauranga goes on, even if a sannyasi does not surrender unto me, he is not mine. This is the truth I'm telling you. So maybe a Brahmin, pure and advanced, sense-controlled, tolerant, peaceful. Or you may be the top of the varnashram, top ashram, sannyas. I don't care. A chandala who serves me is better than a Brahmin. A chandala who worships me is better than a sannyasi. Gajendra Banara Gope Kitapa Karila Baladeki Taramore Ke Mate Paila Asureo Tapa Kare Kihaya Tahar Bine Mora Sharana Laile Nahipar. Tell me, Srivas, what kind of austerities did Gajendra, the monkeys, and the coward men and boys perform to attain me? The Banara, Banara means monkeys, Gop means the Gopis. What did they do? Kitap Karila, what tapasya? They were only drinking milk once a day? The monkeys were only drinking milk? The elephant was only drinking milk once a day? He had 20 wives, Gajendra. And he was calling out for their help and they couldn't do anything. He was stuck in the water getting devoured by the crocodile. They called out to Vishnu, oh Vishnu! What was his tapasya? He was a big enjoyer. He was the king of the forest. He had all his padminis. Padmini means female elephants. Padminis. Even the demons perform austerities. So what? Asureyo tapakari. Ravana was offering his own flesh into the fire, cutting off his flesh, about to cut his head off and offer it to Shiva. So much austerity. So much tapa. Just by the tapasya of only eating once a day milk? The Lord continued. Prabhupada, Paya Pani Mora Nahi Pai, Sakala Karimu Churna Dekibi Atai. Garanga said, "One cannot attain me only by drinking milk. You will see right here now how I smash him to pieces." Mahabai Brahmachari Haila Bahir Mane Mani Chintahi Brahmana Mahadir. As a Brahmachari ran away in great fear, that sober Brahmana thought to himself, Mahabai Haila Bahire. He was Bitare. Bitare means he entered inside, went inside. Now he's Bahire. Mane Mani Chinta. His mind was really disturbed. Mahadir. He was very sober, so he thought to himself. But there's some verses that are cited here in the previous purport, 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, 12:1-8, which elaborate on who gets the mercy of the Lord. Satsangeni daiteya yatudhana mriga khaga gandharava saraso naga Siddhas Charana Guyaka Vidyadara Manusheshu Vaishya Shudro Sriyon Kya Rajatama Prakritayas Tasmims Tasmin Juge Juge Bahavo Matpadam Praptash Trashtra Kaya Davadaya Vrishaparava Parva Balirbano Mayaschatta Vibhishanaha Sagrivo Hanuman Riksho Gajo Grido Vanik Pata Vyada Kubja Braje Gopio Yagya Patnyas Tatapare. This describes the power of association with devotees. In every yuga, many living entities entangled in passionate ignorance gain the association of my devotees. And as a result, such living entities as daityas, rakshas, birds, beasts, gandharvas, apsaras, nagas, siddhas, charanas, guyakas, vidyadharas, vaishyas, shudras, women, etc., were able to achieve my supreme abode. Vritrasura, Prahlad, and others like them also achieved the spiritual world by associating with devotees, as did Vrishaparva. Bali, Banasura, Maya, Vibhishana, Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, Gajendra, Jatayu, Tuladara, Dharmavyada, Kubja, the Brajagopis, and the Yajnapatnis, wives of the Brahmanas who were performing sacrifice. Tena Dita Shutigan, Nupashita Mahatam, Avrat Tapasa Matsangan Mam Upagata. The persons I have just mentioned, this is Krishna speaking to Uddhav. They did not undergo serious studies of Vedic literature, nor did they worship great saintly persons, nor execute severe vows or austerities. Simply by association with me and my devotees, they achieved me. Kevalena hi bhavena gopyo ghavo nagamriga yenye mudhadiyo naga siddha mam ir anjasa. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the gopis, cows, unmoving creatures like the twin Arjun trees, which were the birthplace of Manigriva and Nalakuvara, animals, living entities with stunted consciousness like bushes and thickets, and snakes such as Kaliya, all achieve the perfection of life by unalloyed love for me, and thus they very easily achieve me. There's a verse from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, written by a South Indian poet. Did the hunter named Dharma have any piety? Did age disqualify the 5-year-old Dhruva? Did Gajendra possess any learning? Did Kubja and Mathura, the maidservant of Kamsa, did she have any beauty? Did Sudama Brahman have any wealth? Did the social status of Vidura disqualify him? Did the prowess of Ugrasena disqualify him? Madhava was pleased with their bhakti. He is not pleased by material qualities.